kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is Election Eve, partisan primary in the great state of Wisconsin. Not as much drama on the Democratic side.
No.
Mandela Barnes feels like a foregone conclusion, right? No offense to Peter Pekarsky or Stephen Olcara or the others that haven't withdrawn their names from the race. So it's going to be a crowded ballot, but only a few candidates that claim they're still running for the nomination. So I guess Mandela's our dude. Tomorrow night, we're going to have very special extended coverage right here on the radio, Devil Radio and WAUK. It's going to play out at WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. And after the Rafters game on Tuesday night, we'll play out in WFHR land as well. But the drama has been greatly reduced over on the Democratic side. I mean, I thought this was going to be an exciting night for the state of Wisconsin. Had all these great candidates, and then they all withdrew.
Well, they're all getting in line behind Mandela at this point. Crudy, I know we want to move forward, but I just want to wrap up the Trump rally here in Waukesha, quoting a friend of ours, Patrick Barley, now working with the Washington Post.
Yeah, and this had shake the big shot's hand.
Yeah, right.
Washington Post reporter.
Patrick Local boy Marley. Making it good. Marley concludes his piece as such, and this is something I did not know. Trump's visit to Wisconsin came days after conservative activist Harry Waite, remember that guy, announced that he had used a state website to have an absentee ballot for Voss sent to his own home. Waite has said he knew ordering the ballot was a crime, but wanted to expose what he considers a vulnerability in the online form to request ballots. Waite said Trump's team had asked him to attend the rally, but revoked the invitation when he said he wanted to bring State Rep Tim Ramthan as a guest. Ramjam, another gubernatorial candidate, has been the most vocal official in the state calling for decertification. Many in the crowd were there to see Trump, not the candidates he endorsed. There was a strong out-of-state contingent, you know, the boys from Illinois, Crudy, and even some Wisconsinites who said they don't know who Voss was, did not know who Voss was, even though he'd been in office for 18 years and been a speaker for the decade. Scott Gooden, who works in healthcare, said he supported Trump in 2016 and 2020 and came to the rally as a way to help him make up his mind on whom to support in the race for governor. Gooden lives in Milwaukee suburb of Mequon, about 50 miles from Voss's district. He was not familiar with Voss or Steen, but said he assumed Trump's endorsement of Steen would help him. He did not think it was unusual that Trump was inserting himself into a primary race for the state legislature. Quote, "This is Donald Trump. Nothing surprises me. I mean, he could pick the most obscure city clerk in Ashwaubenon to support, and that's Donald Trump," he said, referring to a suburb of Green Bay. "It's theater, and we all love good theater. All Americans, I think, do." End quote.
I love theater. Don't you love theater, Don?
I do love theater, but this
it was quite theatrical on Friday.
It's a little scary though. If you know your woke history, right? If you ain't woke unless you know history, and the history of the fascism and the slow pull of all these people towards that fascism and that cult leader. That's a very scary thing. It's very scary, and I think there's a lot of attitude like this out there. Like this guy from Mequon. Oh, it's theaters. Was it theater? Was it theater when they ransacked the Capitol? Was that theater? Was it theater when they ran over and crushed one of their own, or when Ashley Babbitt got shot trying to break into the room? Was that theater? That's not theater. That's real life. This is actually happening. So if you're looking at these for entertainment purposes, if you think this is his reality television show, you're most certainly wrong. This is not fiction. This is not theater. This is not a game. This is a fascist trying to overrule the will of the American people in a free and fair election. There is no circumstance where I find that at all entertaining or theatrical.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show for entertainment purposes only. Although wagering, you know, side bets, we're okay with that. You can side bet.
Just gentlemen's bets and ours.
844-967-2789. You still taking my Adam Steen action?
What's the action again?
With the kicker, 3-2. You give the 3-2. Yep. You got Voss, I got Steen.
Yes, there's no way, Steen. That's not happening. I mean, the West GOP, they are in disarray, but I don't see that happening.
But if they don't even know who Robin Voss is, you know what I mean? When he was the only Republican on the ballot, he got like 3,000 votes in the 2020 primary. You know, his only competitions were write-ins for like Mickey Mouse. Well,
no doubt. And it was Wisconsin
primaries unopposed. But what if he had real, sincere, endorsed competition? Man, I think it's a pretty good bet.
It's an underdog bet, no doubt. And it's fun. And we'll find out, you know, tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. But Wisconsin, as we always talk about, you know, the center of the political universe, articles all over the place from this weekend and into today from the Washington Post, the New York Times, of course, the Raw Story, the Hill. People are commenting on what's going on here in Wisconsin. It's all over MSNBC today as well.
Kind of makes you feel important.
I don't rely on news covers to make me feel important. I am my biggest fan.
Well, I know you are. Perhaps your only fan.
Maybe. I got the best fans.
967-2789. If you're a Crudy fan, if you're a Dominic fan, just, you know, text. That's George. George is your only fan. Anyways, Dom, so a couple of other thoughts. I think I was mentioning the Senate race without drama, but there is a competitive Democratic primary. Now it's not a statewide, but the third CD is, you know, basically the western portion of Wisconsin. And then like the Stevens Point area, there's like a grab out towards the central states.
Right.
And you can hear us there. There are people right now that are listening that are going to cast a vote tomorrow and the third CD primary. Now that's Brad Paff. He had been Tony Evers' Secretary of Ag designee that the Republicans never gave a confirmation vote to. Then Brad went and won the special election for the retiring Jen Schilling. Brad had worked for Ron Kind once upon a time, and a shocker, the old boss gave him the endorsement. Now Deb McGrath has been in studio here. I've interviewed her a few times. I met Brad up in La Crosse as well. Found her compelling. The CIA background, the fact that she was a military officer and a CIA officer, and she had that very compelling campaign ad where she jumped out of an airplane. That was crazy. So anyways, Deb McGrath, also a character and perhaps a compelling character in the third CD. I think she'd make a nice contrast to former Navy SEAL and Alex Jones impersonator, Derek Van Orden.
Don't forget insurrectionist.
Cook, there is another woman. I met her at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. Thoughtful, younger person. I want to say I have no idea how old she is. Everybody seems young to me these days.
Yeah, every year they get younger.
Cook, I believe her name, Rebecca Cook, perhaps. The other one in Newman, there's Mark Newman on the ballot as well, but I am guessing, I don't know, I don't have any particular insights, but I'm guessing between the endorsements for Paff and the fact that he is a state senator and Deb McGrath's very aggressive campaigning, I would think it's a two-horse race, but, you know, crazy partisan primaries, you never can tell. There's probably no accurate polling, and the third CD, that's a pretty large expanse of western and central Wisconsin. So who knows what the voters are thinking? I just know whoever we select, it's got to be better than Derek Van Orden, right?
I mean, come on, right?
What else? Any other excitement in the air? Of course, the gubernatorial primary on the Republican side. Dom, you got to be feeling good about Ram Jam's chances.
He's going to get rolled over, man.
Well, but of course he is.
There is, regarding Steen, if I just throw this one out there, I'm on some mailing list, so I got an email from one of Steen's people, and apparently today, Adam Steen's Election Eve Steen Relief Gathering joined President Trump, endorsed 63rd Assembly District candidate Adam Steen for an Election Eve activity. How far can you toss Voss? How often have you dreamed of tossing Voss? Now is your opportunity to show us what you've got in the Voss Tossing Slingshot Contest. When? Monday, August 8th. from 4 to 6:30 p.m.
That's
in
right
Burlington.
Now.
It's on right now.
Is that by Adam's house? Are they
Adam will
the guy
be doing Adam Steen will be doing live interviews with Bannon's War Room as well as One American News. Bannon's War Room will be intermittently checking in on the Toss Voss contest during their live broadcast. Special guests include former Justice Michael Gableman, Jay Schrader, a candidate for Secretary of State, and Jay Stone, candidate for Wisconsin's 21st Senate District. Prizes awarded to the top Voss tossers. And there's a little asterisk here. Adam Steen, his campaign team, and campaign volunteers do not condone violence. The real Robin Voss will not be used in this contest. Rather, we'll be using a puppet representation of Robin Voss. And then Kuchka just texted me out a tweet from, Matt Smith News. And they're literally, they got like this big slingshot, on the back, trailer on the back of a pickup truck where they are tossing this, I guess, dummy, of tossing Voss. This is where we're at, man.
I've heard of tossing a salad, Don, but tossing Voss, that's a new activity. You're going to have to tell me about it.
So check. I just retweeted it. Check it out on Devil Radio, at Devil Radio.
Now, how far will Voss toss, Don?
It didn't look, they don't show the distance. They just show the mechanism. So it's I would wager maybe 30 yards.
I've been working on my upper body strength. I bet you I could toss the actual Robin Voss a good 5-7 yards, something like that. 15-18-20 feet. He's not
that
large,
we condone
man.
Violence. No, he's taller than me.
I'd give him a helmet. Come on.
Wow. Yes, this
people,
is
People have done worse to earn money. I'm just saying.
The toss and Voss. I know, but it's just stupid. I mean,
the subject of the Voss toss, they should have some poor, dumb kid be in the Voss toss, like wearing a Voss, like the full PPE gear, like Voss wore on election day.
It's totally safe to go vote. Yes, that Robin Voss. So I guess ultimately to put a finer point on it, the Republican Party's in disarray.
844-96. If you keep saying it, it might come true, Don.
It's totally true, man. Look at what's going on.
844-967-2789. You don't think that is what all political parties do on the day before elections? Take, their opponents in effigy and slingshot their ass across the county? I mean, that's the sign of a party that's about to rally and come together for the general. Robocalls from former corrupted Supreme Court justices and the former president, Wade Zinn, to an assembly race against what some would describe as the most powerful Republican legislature in the state of Wisconsin.
Who did what Trump wanted and started an investigation, who Gableman says in his ad that Robin Voss didn't want a real investigation. What, dude? I mean, if that's the case, then why did you take him up? Oh, that's right. $11,000 a month plus expenses.
I mean, those Chinese buffet, they're not free, Dom. Andy from Beaver Dam, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Andy.
Well, you guys are gluttons for punishment. Friday, I couldn't believe it. I had the radio on all day listening to your blow-by-blow with these people out there who I think the heat got to most of those guys from Illinois. But at any rate, I don't know what happened to you guys, but then later on, I fell asleep for a while in the evening, and all of a sudden I wake up on 5:40 to Trump, with the same old blow. And I looked at my watch and I thought, my God, it's like 9:45. You were supposed to show up at 7:00. Look,
Andy,
what happened?
I'm going to confess, the pundits, the panelists, Dom and Crudy, had long since moved down to the bar by then.
Yeah, we did our part, man.
Or there was air conditioning. You gotta take it easy, man. But
no, man, we cracked the windows. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls as well. It is Election Eve Monday.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!